You're listening to audio coverage of Sun and Fun 2019 on avweb.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for Avweb from Sun and Fun 2019. I'm here with Mike Zajunas, Lakeland Aero Club president. Mike, thanks for being here today.
Hey, good morning.
So for folks not familiar with the Lakeland Aero Club, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Certainly. We are a high school flying club, originally founded in 2010. The club really didn't become active until 2012. It started with us restoring a Piper Cub in the corner of one of Sun and Fun's hangars. As you know, Sun and Fun has the Ray Foundation scholarships. To date, that scholarship has produced 93 teenage private pilots. So the club kind of grew out of, you're 17 years old and you have a pilot's license, now what do? You're still in school, you know, what do? So Mr. Ray found an old Cub project that needed to be restored, and he says, Cubs are great for building time because they're slow and they're cheap. You can afford to fly them. So the students restored this Cub 3 years after school and weekends and got it flying. They have flown it to Oshkosh 3 times. The club has done 5 trips to Oshkosh where 26 teenagers have gotten to fly airplanes older than their grandparents across the country to Oshkosh. The oldest person to fly that Cub to Oshkosh was 19. So that's what we do. That's how we spend our summer.
And what ages are your students?
The club is open to young people between the ages of 14 and 24. So most of them come from CFAA after school. And we didn't want them to, and even though it says a high school flying club, many of them go on to Polk State College, which is located here on the airport. So we don't want them to not be able to be part of the club that they're in high school, even though they're going to college right here on the airport. So that's why the age range.
Now, you started a new project at Sun and Fun this year.
We have a couple of new projects, and they were not the projects we were intending to do during Sun and Fun. We have a Taylor craft that was donated by Cody Welsh from EAA. It's a 1939 Taylor craft, and his mother soloed that very airplane in 1942. So we were intending to work on that, but circumstances got in the way. So last summer, when we were at Oshkosh, we blew an engine up at Oshkosh, and we had to leave the plane. And the students took the engine off the plane during the air show Saturday at Oshkosh in the emergency repair area that's run by EA, Chapter 75, I believe it is. And we put it in the Don Wade's truck. He bought, he owns C&D Aviation. They're the people who made the sweepstakes Cub for EAA. So he wanted to work with us to build an engine. So we did that. We spent a bunch of money on that Cub. We brought it back here in October. And then our other Cub got jealous last month and decided to blow its engine. And so instead of building the engine for the Taylor craft like we were intending to do, we're now building an engine for our Cub. So the kind folks at C&D Aviation and Don's Dream Machines agreed to come here and teach our students how to build the engine. Well, a couple of weeks before the fly-in, Sun and Fun has a Super Cub. They ground-looped it and bent up the wing. And so the folks from C&D Aviation brought down the parts, and we took the whole wing apart, and the students took it apart, and they're putting it back together. So it's all hands-on under the supervision of probably the premier Cub restorer in the country. So that's a really great thing to have going on. So that's a lot of activity. We also have a Sonics motor glider kit build project, and they're working on that. So this is a beehive of activity in here this week. And then Stewart Systems, our friends at Stewart Systems, are hosting their fabric covering workshop. They always host it in here. So literally the whole Aero Club hangar is working. And with the exception of the Stewart System workshop and the fact that we have the C&D Aviation guys, what you're seeing in here is what I see every day after school. The students working on airplanes. And when you go up here, and if you're here during the show and come in and see it, you'll actually see students working on airplanes under the supervision of qualified people.
So what kinds of work do the students do on the planes?
They do everything here. We've restored one Cub already. We're in the middle of restoring the tailcraft, of course, the build. We built an engine for our Cessna 150. That was all done by the students, supervised by adult mechanic AMPIAs. But everything else, cleaning the floors, cleaning the bathrooms, mowing the grass. We maintain our 2,200-foot runway. So all of that is done by the students.
Mike, thank you for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to audio coverage of Sun and Fun 2019 on AvWeb.com.